You are the divine incarnate. If I tell you, will you believe me? I'm pretty sure you will not, as I have to repeat myself 1,000 times. It can feel like a godly curse, this number. And it is so curious that people, you, they, those I tell 1,000 times, never seem to note how oft I echo myself, as if I shout in a cavern from afar, and that call reverberates on and on and on, and in the repetition it just becomes hypnotic. You, they, those I tell, enter into a trance and do not believe. So when you hear my voice, that echo reverberating through the cavern thousands of times, you turn your head to listen and your eyes glaze over and you're seduced into staring in a daze, not hearing. A brown study, eyes unfocused. The king, your sovereign lord, there's the crow laughing, has seduced you and you are lost. Lost in the mists of time, the pain of the past and the fear of the future. The trance is an extraordinary state of being, and the trance is caused by your deep faith in this sovereign. You have been seduced into making your mind your king, your mind your monarch, your ruler, your sovereign, your majesty, your almighty lord. Notice how purely personal it is. Yours, yours, yours. And the great decree from the mighty ruler is this. You shall not believe anything other than your mind. What is it that I wanted to tell you, you ask me? I want to tell you that you have forgotten and perhaps never knew that you are the divine incarnate. You have forgotten, even since the sentence before this one, that you're capable of moments of such exquisite stillness, bliss, and when in that state of presence you merge with the perfection of the universe, and boom, you are not alone, abandoned, lost and afraid in a world you do not know. A tall order to believe this, let alone hear this, I know. But then this is why we are here, sitting quietly together on the lush grass, perhaps leaning against an apple tree in an orchard on a sunny day, watching the blossom falling in the breeze. We're here because you want to know how to find stillness. Who's this king? You ask me. Why do I have a king? I don't want one, you whine. Makes no sense. I don't have a majesty. You despair and look down, sad now. See? You have forgotten yet again that you are divine. It takes but a moment. This internal potentate is the power you give to your mind. It is a cruel and dark place, your mind. You really ought never to be allowed to spend time there, alone, abandoned, lost and afraid. Your mind is abusive, vicious, vengeful and shaming, but because you've made it your majesty, it is now so intoxicating, seductive and persuasive, you cannot step away, will not put it down, dare not think for your higher self. You believe every word, thought, memory and projection. To even consider the option to step away is paralyzing. There, we hold the nub, the kernel, the crux. You're paralyzed in fear and torment. It is all so simple, really. And what you do not know and cannot hear and will not learn is this. You are the divine incarnate.